Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome again to another fantastic version of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and my co-host,
Savitri.
Welcome, Savitri. So great to have you on the show. And today's topic is very interesting. It's an offshoot of our show last week where we were talking about anorexia. And you should go listen to that show. It's on the archives. Today, our guest is Odessa Ray. And Odessa Ray is a very well-known actor in Hollywood, and she's had a long career in modeling as well. And she is a fantastic guest for us to talk to about body image, because we all know that in the film industry, that is a very demanding industry in terms of body and body images. So welcome, Odessa.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Great.
Welcome, Odessa.
Odessa, I wanted to, if you could just tell our listeners a little bit of your history, how long you've been in film and modeling, a teeny bit of your background.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I started in this industry when I was 18. I went off to the University of Toronto for about 6 months and was picked up by the Ford Modeling Agency. I think most people probably have heard of it. It's one of the most famous agencies in the world. And within a few months was sent off to London and Milan for the Fashion Week, and I just continued modeling from there and ended up dropping out of school as that whole entrance into that world was so exciting and something that I felt like was a rare opportunity. And so I continued in the modeling industry for quite a while. And that was, an amazing opportunity as well as something that was very, very challenging and something that I've spent probably most of my adult life healing from.
I can understand that.
Yeah. It was just, you know, I think I was more sheltered when I came into the industry. I'd grown up a lot in Asia where women are much more sheltered and much more naive. And I went into this industry that was so fueled by almost destruction, you know. And the girls and I in the modeling apartment, we would struggle to basically maintain a weight that was unmaintainable unless you were starving yourself. And my career in modeling, at least that kind of international modeling, started getting very hard on my health, and I became very, very ill when I was about 24, 25. And it was slightly before that the two worlds started to mix, and I was picked up on the street again in Toronto when I was home for a summer by a director named Saul Rubinek, who's quite famous, who is doing a Showtime film in Toronto, and he asked me to audition for the film. And I auditioned for it, and I ended up doing the role, and it was just one of the most magical experiences that when I started to get, started moving away from the modeling industry, I started moving into the acting world, which I find much more fulfilling and less pressure with the weight and such that you have to maintain to do this job.
Well,
more
you know, that
of different shapes.
Yes, and that's it's important, but it still, wouldn't you agree, is a demanding industry that you still have to be very body conscious?
Oh, completely. I mean, I'm lucky, I guess, that I can eat. Well, after a lot of healing and having to really feed myself properly, even though I didn't want to eat or felt fat or whatever it was, which took many years. Now I'm able to pretty much eat what I want to eat, and I still maintain quite a thin, tall, thin figure, which, yes, in this industry, is you're naturally kind of accepted because you fit this mold of what the magazines and the designers have told us is what beautiful is, which, you know, as I also went deeper into my own kind of spiritual work, I've discovered that that's not at all what beauty is, or what we're taught is beautiful, and the image that we're asked to become is most of the time drives myself and my friends who I watch into a place of disliking themselves more and treating themselves badly. So, of course, I think this industry is very off in the image that it pushes on females today.
Well, it sounds like you have, obviously you've had some education of how to balance the pressures of that external world, and also you've had help from Savitri to learn how to balance the feelings on the inside so that you can stay in that industry. So how do you feel about your body today, and how have those feelings evolved over your career?
Yeah, I mean, I must say, without the help of Savitri, I seriously probably would not be alive today. And I wouldn't be really, really alive. Like, the work that you've done, Savitri, is just absolutely transformed my life. And what I tell people is that without this work, I would never be able to live in this industry and be happy. Because when I started in this industry, you're constantly surrounded by all these images of what the magazines tell you is beautiful. All the girls are tall and thin and stunningly beautiful and very insecure, and you all feel very competitive with each other. And when I was 21, I remember I was taking a lot of those pills to make you very skinny, the ephedra and all that, which you could buy over the counter at the drugstore, and no one ever told us were very damaging. They later actually caused a lot of heart problems for me. And I remember I got my first wrinkle, and I looked in the mirror, and I was 21, and I found this wrinkle, and I remember feeling so old and that I was going to be ugly for the rest of my life now. And living in the industry and with that, those images of youth and what they, you know, because they take a photo of you, but then when you look at the photo later, you've noticed that they've photoshopped everything they don't like on you. So you know your thighs are a little bit too big, or you know your ankles are a little bit too fat for what they want, you know? And so, and when you're, when I was on a photo shoot, I mean, they would just kind of like, some people are really lovely, and I must say I can't make like blanket statements about everyone in the industry, but many a time they would just kind of poke and prod and, well, your boobs aren't really fitting into this dress, kind of like it's your fault because you were made improperly. And I have very big breasts, actually, which the industry wanted me to get a reduction, my agency. And that is also funny because, you know, just that alone shows us that the image that we have that is supposed to be beautiful today, pushed on us by the media, is really just pushed on us by the media, because 100 years ago, women with boobs were very attractive, and then today, women, or then when I was modeling 10 years ago, it was no boobs were attractive. So it's all just kind of this false thing that's pushed on us. But yes, I went from at 21, you know, basically feeling like I was at the end of my life as a beautiful girl, And it was all downhill from there. And today, which is, 10 years later, I feel so much more young and so much more beautiful and so much more happy about myself and life than I did at 21, which is crazy, you know?
Exactly. How do you help your friends that may not have had the training that you have in that same industry?
Oh, I talk to them, but some of them, it just, the industry, they stayed in it for too long, and I just watch them. They're still in that place, and they're still, starving themselves, and they're still now getting plastic surgery to compensate for whatever aging they don't like, which was really devastating to see when I bumped into some of my old friends from that industry. And the other ones, I push them towards this work that Savitri is doing because I feel like it helps you discover so much of the beauty within you.
Great.
That
well, listen, we're going
to
have to take a break here and we'll continue. So you're listening to Mona and Savitri on Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
And each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself?
but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona and my co-host,
the Savitri. Welcome, welcome.
Great. We're talking about an extremely important topic for women today, and that is body image. And our guest is Odessa Ray, who is an actor in Hollywood. And at the break, Savitri, you had a great question for Odessa.
Yeah, Odessa, I'd love to know, why do you feel that people want to be part of the modeling and acting industry, especially the modeling industry?
I really feel, looking at most of the girls and guys that I know in the industry, that it comes from a deep need to feel accepted, to feel loved, to feel heard. A lot of them, I mean, I can, speaking for myself, I was someone who really felt unheard as a child and unpopular and unloved, and I just thought, well, if I can get into that magazine, you know, I'll finally be popular, which is, seems like such a, you know, pathetic reason, but it's really at the core of what drove me, you know? And then I realized that that need to be loved and accepted from this industry was just never going to get filled that way, and I ended up getting more and more empty and, you know, got into all kinds of trouble basically trying to fill that that from the outside, and it only really healed once I started the inner work with you.
Yeah, because there's this hunger in the human form that yearns to be noticed.
Noticed, and, yeah, that's yeah. What I totally see that. And even in Los Angeles, you know, and people say it when they come to L.A., they're like, L.A. is so strange. You walk around and you feel like everyone's looking at each
exactly.
other, where other cities, you can walk around and you'll feel like you're just walking on the street and you're not, you know, being observed by everyone. But in LA, if you come here, you'll notice that wherever you go, everyone's trying to be noticed and they're looking who's who and heads are turning. And I used to be like that, head turning every 2 seconds, looking, checking out everything around me and making sure that I was being noticed and I was being looked at, you know.
And only 1 in 10,000 females naturally meet model thin dimensions. That was a fact from our show last week. So
wow.
it's just
wow.
an extremely unrealistic expectation that's been set by our media. Hmm. And in fact, I wanted to take a minute, since we were talking about this, Odessa, and give a teeny brief history of how we even got to this place with body images, because it's quite fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
There is a book by called Body Wars by Margot Main, and
mm-hmm.
she's a PhD.
Yeah.
She's an activist. I don't know if you're familiar with the book.
I am.
It had fantastic facts. It started after World Wars I and II, where manufacturers needed to replace their war contracts, so the production and marketing of consumer goods escalated. Men needed jobs, and the economy needed women to spend money. Keep in mind that women make 85% of the buying decisions in America, so you can understand why that is important. Magazines spearheaded this campaign by stressing women's traditional domestic roles of homemaking, striving for beauty, and consumerism. Technology started to make housework less demanding, and so magazines began to emphasize beauty and appearance. So here, also in the 1920s, that's when ready-to-wear clothing was born, and this whole era emerged. Previously, dressmakers individualized their work. Women had clothing made for them rather than them trying to fit into standard sizes. So this shift brought about a significant increase in anxiety shape, weight, and dimensions. And then women began to feel on a deeply individual level that the problem was their body and not the clothes. That was the shift. To add insult to injury, they had to pay for alterations while men didn't. Then came the commercialization of female beauty, fueled by the explosion of the fashion industry. Due to, you know, again here, magazines, modern advertising, and its accompanying weapon, fashion photography. So the onset of fashion photography bred body dissatisfaction, and again, this is all from this book, Body Wars. Slimmer models became the chosen ones in order to make up for the camera's distortion. To me, that was the key sentence.
Wow.
It was because the cameras distorted the image. And then because
the camera puts on 10 pounds, everyone knows
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So rather than fix the camera, let's control this population of women that have a very powerful influence on America with their buying, 85% of their buying decisions. We'll control women, and it went the other way. So they were the ones that promoted the belief that clothes look best on thin frames. And previously, artists and photographers focused on the face, but now fashion photography emphasized the body. And this is the split that started to create the distressing comparisons between the self and then the ideal. And this is where our body wars came in. So with that, I wanted to add these other little facts about advertising that now just make this split even more. 97% of print ads portray women in powerless positions as victims, sex objects, or other female stereotypes. Women are objectified and trivialized, as evident by print ads featuring a woman's full body, although often headless, but only the upper body of a man. Females are more likely to be displayed laying down, bending over, while males stand erect. This is just shocking. If you really examine looking at a model, at an ad now, and you start looking at the, how they're positioned, it just starts to really make sense. So my last little statistic here is that 52.9% of black women and 61% of white women are scantily clad in advertising, while only 25% of ads reveal male bodies. And if 17% of the ads reviewed, white women are displayed in lower status positions, such as on their knees or on the floor. And black women are often pictured in animal prints in sexualized predatory poses. And we wonder why we have a problem with how we see ourselves. Isn't that shocking?
Amazing. Fascinating.
Shocking.
That is what, this is where it all really started, is the manufacturers, what are they going to do without war? War was extremely profitable. So they just...
I know. And you know what's amazing about that? What's that, Savitri?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, it's funny because, you know, when I was modeling, there were a few girls that died, and the countries were starting to change. They implemented some kind of law about a certain weight that you had to maintain if you wanted to walk in the catwalk shows in those countries. But I noticed that even with this awareness, it was still in the designer's hands to really make this shift, and most of them weren't, you know. They just ignored it because they think that the clothes look better on a hanger. Like a girl that can be a hanger rather than a girl with weight on her.
Exactly.
And so it's, it, you know, even though, like, we can say it, it's sort of in, it, it's really a lot in the hands of the designers and the photographers to start making different choices. But, you know, I don't know. Hopefully they do.
Well, they do. And here was another interesting fact was women's fashion magazines actually have a double standard. They attempt to give you the illusion of self-improvement through their words, but they actually rob you of your self-esteem through the images.
Yeah.
So you get distorted immediately by looking at a magazine, even the ones that are geared towards self-improvement. because the mm-hmm. words say one thing, but the images, and advertisers know that images are powerful. You almost mm-hmm. blank out with the words because you're so focused on the image. It's glossy, it's pretty, so we think it's pretty. It's just quite... I was shocked this morning when I was doing this work, and I'm going, oh, my God, just to look at a fashion magazine, I'll never look at a magazine the same way anymore now that I've seen this. And I advise every woman that has issue with bodies to get this book, Body Wars, by Margot Main. She actually runs an eating disorder clinic in Connecticut, so all you listeners in Connecticut, she has a valuable resource right in your backyard. So we wonder, how did we get into such a powerless position? This is how it happened, according to this piece of information. It was very powerful. So it's time for us to take a break. On Sisters Talk Radio, we're talking about body image, a very important topic, and women's power. And we will be right back after the commercial break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I have my wonderful co-host,
hello,
Savitri.
This is Savitri.
Great. And we have a wonderful guest on, Odessa Ray, and we are talking about an extremely important topic for women, and that is body image. And Odessa, you were talking before the break about, or during the break,
Well, Savitri asked me a really fascinating question, and I'd like you to ask it again, actually.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you could give a message to young women. What would you give?
Yeah. You know, I look at young women these days, and I know many of them, and there is one thing that I really, really wish I could say or try and help them understand, and that is, as you're growing into this kind of body that you notice you're getting attention for, you know, you start getting breasts and you start growing, really try not to go into the area of dressing sexily. You know, and I know it sounds small, but I feel like it would make such a big difference, because the minute you start trying to portray yourself as a sex object and you put your energy and your focus into that is what is important about you, you start immediately disempowering yourself. And in the eyes of men, you may be attractive to a certain vibration of men, but I know many men, and the really good ones, and if you yearn for, like, real love and real connection, the real relationships and the real loves are not attracted by that. And I know it's what the industry pushes on young girls, to look sexy and wear shorter shorts and low, you know, show your cleavage and da-da-da, but it is a step down the wrong path. I mean, I did that. It ends in a lot of empty feelings and a lot of searching in the wrong places for the wrong man. And when it continues on into adulthood, which I see in many women, they end up in one loveless relationship after the next, because sex is not love. It is a completely different category. And so that is the, like, where it starts is when you're young and you're trying to be noticed and you're trying to be attractive to men. I would say find, you know, another way of dressing where you feel beautiful, but it's still respectful to you, and you'll start to see yourself differently, you know, develop things that you're talented at, and show those things. Like, if you like acting, then act. If you like art, then paint. Don't put all your energy and focus into being attractive to a man, because it, trust me, ends in pain again and again and again.
You know, I want to add one other fact that I discovered this morning, that the Miss America pageant emerged within 1 year after American women won the right to vote. Isn't that fascinating? Within a year. So there is an imbalance of power that we as women are buying into by subscribing to what the magazines are dictating. So Savitri, do you have anything you'd like to add about this imbalance of power that women experience?
Yeah, I feel it reflects the woman growing into her, to discovering who she really is. Because around the time that you mentioned that we had ready-made clothing and the magazines were taking pictures of women and portraying them in certain ways, it was also around the same time the women started going into the workplace and started claiming their inner talents, started claiming their abilities to be equal to men. And I feel like the fashion industry was basically slapping women in the face, saying, you think you're equal to men. We're going to reveal your weakness, and your weakness is that you are insecure about your bodies. Your weakness is that you have, for many, many generations, you have been our puppet, and you have never really claimed your power, and around the time that you are claiming your power, we're going to keep on mirroring to you and reminding you that you are a powerless being. And so the female power is growing. The female power is discovering who she is. This is what the past 100, 150 years has been all about. And so now we're at a really crucial time in history where we can work in the workplace. In fact, we are very much respected in the workplace, and we are earning just as well as men, especially in the West. So these women who are earning very well should be claiming their sexuality, should be claiming their beauty from a whole different perspective. And that's what I feel, Odessa, you've been learning.
Having
you found that?
And it's been hard.
It is hard, yeah, because you're in an industry that's always pointing at you and reminding you of your worst. reminding you of your insecurities. Well, men don't get that because men have been the dominant energy for thousands and thousands of years on this planet. And women have never had a chance to reach their full potential. But we're at the time in history where we are being asked, what is your full potential? And our abilities are that we have a brain just like men. We have bodies just like men. We have talents just like men. But we have something different that men don't have, and that is the power of beauty. And we are trying to discover, what does that really mean? And to our souls, beauty means we have the power to attract. We have the power to attract order. We have the power to attract perfection. We have the power to attract balance. We have the power to attract love. We have the power to attract caring for each other, community. We have the power to attract support and oneness. Men lack that power, and they know that, and they have suppressed that power in us for many, many generations and in different societies. All over the world, the woman has been suppressed way too much because we really have a secret power that men, the male body, has never had, and that is the power of beauty, and the power of beauty is the power of attraction. In fact,
that's
even in ancient cultures, they recognize that the woman is the what they call the Shakti of the household, the power of the household. And what that's really saying is she has the power to attract anything she wants. That's her magic. From money to health to love to community to support, everything she wants. The female form has this amazing power. The man does not. And therefore, the man has used their pelvic power, which is all they have, to imprison us, to strangle us, to own us, to suppress us, because they know we have something, and that's why they're afraid to admit that we have this. And it's the new man nowadays that is supporting the woman, that's uplifting the woman, that's willing to not just be equal with the woman, but to almost lift her a little bit higher than him and saying, you have something to teach me. I have suppressed you, woman, for so long. I, the modern man, is now lifting the woman a little higher and saying, you have something to teach me. You have a power that's been put in you from the Creator itself, the power of beauty, the power to attract. I want to learn that. I want to learn what that is. I want to work with you to attract a beautiful life with you. And what women do is that because we're so insecure and the media has seen our insecurity at a time that we were blossoming into strong, powerful women, we have to go, no, we are not going to let you mirror our insecurity. We are, which is that we have no sexual power. We believe that we are nothing because you men made us believe that. We women now, the new generation, has to say we have a power that is so grand and so amazing, and we want to help the male energy. We want to help the whole world to attract beauty, to attract divine beauty. And that is what I feel I've been helping you to unfold, Odessa.
And I'm so grateful because it's given me, you know, every day I wake up feeling like I have a purpose, feeling like this day is not just to figure out, you know, my audition or what I'm going to wear or da-da-da, but how am I transforming and becoming more myself in an industry that, you know, it's just wherever I look, it's not really there. And so it's such an amazing challenge. And like I said in the beginning, without your help and guidance, I would have drowned in this industry. I would have just drowned. And I really hope that I can get some of my friends to come up and study with you as well, which I know that they intend to.
I do want to say something positive about this industry. Of course, it's created entertainment and all that. But one thing I have noticed, you know, I'm very thankful for the beautiful pictures over the years that have come through the industry. And the reminder, you know, before the industry really took over the world the way it has today, people did not exercise much. People didn't think much about their bodies. They just sort of, you know, when they got fat, they stayed fat. When their hair was funny looking, they just didn't care too much about their hair. They didn't care much about taking care of their nails or their toenails or makeup. You know, all of this is important. This is part of beauty. It is about mm-hmm. taking care of this beautiful form that we're given to enhance mm-hmm. to enhance what it has. And that's
yeah.
why I feel uh-huh. the industry reminds me. It reminds me, comb my hair, exercise, mm-hmm. put on a little bit of makeup, you know, do everything in balance, eat better. You know, many of the actresses yeah. actually help make yoga grow because they use
oh, yeah.
yoga to get their body healthier. They use yoga mm-hmm. to meditate so that they could get calmer and be able to they found that their skin glowed more when they did the meditation and the yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And they found mm-hmm. that when they ate better foods, they were able to act better and look better in the pictures. So, you know, we have to
yeah.
thank them also for the fact that this industry forced us to notice that we have a body. You know, the masters
yeah.
before this industry barely even paid attention to their body. It was usually the wealthy
yeah.
that paid attention to their body. But we have to thank that the masters are now saying, okay, I have a body. I can make it even more beautiful, but the point is mm-hmm. we've overdone it. You know, that's what happens with the mind. It goes, the pendulum swings one direction.
And,
you know,
and let's talk about this.
We're barely paying attention to the body. Then we've got another direction. We're paying too much attention to the body. And that's
let's,
mm-hmm. go to the center. And
we got to take a break. We got to take a break. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's continue this conversation after the break about how we can balance this industry. And
mm-hmm.
you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to our very last segment on Sisters Talk Radio today. This is Mona and
Savitri.
Great. And we have our lovely guest, Odessa, and we've been having a fascinating conversation about body image. And one of the phrases that I got from Liana Rosenman last week when we were talking about anorexia, she's a very wise woman for 21 years old. She said, in paraphrase, you have to learn to transform what is trying to destroy you. And that's really what we're trying to do here, is transform something that ultimately wants to suppress us. And Savitri, you were talking about that quite impassionately before the break.
Yeah, and what I mentioned is how the pendulum was one direction for the masses of people, of where we didn't really pay attention to our bodies, and we didn't really allow beauty to be cultivated through us. And I felt the fashion industry, in a warped way, but it has definitely helped us to pay a lot more attention to our physical form and to start bringing out the best of it through by combing our hair and exercising and putting a little bit of makeup on and putting pretty clothes on. And, you know, it's helped us to pay more attention to the material world, which is where our body is. Our body is in the material world. And by paying more attention to our physical world and our material world, then we can get more grounded and more present. But at the same time, we have another part of us, and that is our soul self. And what has happened with the fashion industry is it's forgotten that part of us. It has not promoted that aspect of ourselves. And that is what we're moving into, where the pendulum is saying, go to the middle. Don't go to the extreme where you didn't pay attention to your body. Don't go to the other extreme where you paid too much attention to your body. Go in the middle now and find out, what is your body meant for? What is it designed for? Why were you given a body? And by discovering the purpose of life, you begin to then love your body. And that is where we need to take the next phase of the human race and its evolution, to discover, what is life really all about? Why do we have life? We're given a body to live a life. So therefore, let's discover now the real purpose of this physical form and all its potential.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Odessa, I wanted to ask you, are you seeing signs where there is some of that change happening in either the modeling industry or the film industry? Is there any signs of balance trying to occur?
Did we lose Odessa?
Oh, did we lose Odessa? Oh, we might have lost Odessa.
Oh, yeah, we lost her. That would have been a great answer. I wish we could get her on just for that.
I know. I don't know what happened there, but let me ask you that, Savitri. Have you seen signs where the balance is trying to happen?
I really have not. I've seen it. Does it feel like that? It feels like the movie industry and the TV industry has really, really been forgetting that there's a soul. And I feel that alternative movie, you know, people who are making small movies and mom-and-pop movies and things like that, they're beginning to bring that concept in.
Right, into the smaller independent film festivals.
Right.
You might have a chance to see.
Exactly.
But I haven't seen any signs of it on the big screen.
Not at all, no.
And hopefully through this awareness, and having these conversations, for any of you listening, if you have any influence in the film industry, you know, film is a very important, powerful medium. Being able to influence that properly is what's really going to help shift this world.
Influence it by the films you pay to go and see in the cinema. I mean, I influence it in the way that I'm an actress, but I will not play a stripper, a prostitute, a horror film. I mean, even I've been offered the lead in a film where I was going to be a stripper, and I turned it down.
Beautiful. Have you?
You know, you have to start voting with your own life is another thing that I want to get other actors to do. Like, you know, what are you endorsing? What are you? What message are you putting out there with what you're doing? You know. I think we have to start being accountable for the world that we live in today and sacrifice things like money and such, because it'll come in another way if you get clear.
Have you seen signs, or how does that conversation, how is that received in the places where you've been able to have it?
Oh, my agents have hardly ever understood that. I mean, now I have agents that... you know, say they respect it, but they just don't understand, because they're like, you're an actor, it's your job to act,
you should just act and you make money that way, and people just take everything and then and they work their way up that way. And so it's really a foreign concept. And I had an agent in the past that used to just fight me on it, and it got so tiring because she didn't understand. And she had her perspective, and she wasn't respecting my perspective. And so then that much challenging just makes it ever so much harder to vote, you know?
Exactly.
And I feel a lot of it has to do with the consumer. You know, you don't have to buy those movie tickets.
Exactly. Like, don't go and see Saw 5 or whatever, you know, is out that is not supporting the world we want to live in.
Yeah. Like, I've even told my daughter, I do not want to support buying those glamorous magazines. They really mm-hmm. put down who you are. They do not respect that you're this amazing, beautiful woman. And she's beginning to be aware of that, and she's 20 years old. So you see, our dollars, as consumers, we say, well, we're a puppet to the industry. No, you're not. Just don't buy what the industry says to buy, and then they'll listen.
You know, the book had a great suggestion or strategy for change, and she said to keep a media journal and write your impressions and responses to ads. And there were three questions that she posed. If you look at a magazine ad, ask yourself, what product is this ad really advertising? What other messages and feelings are part of this ad? And what would you change in the ad if you were in charge?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was brilliant. And just after today, I'm never going to look at a magazine ad the same, because especially when it comes to women. And what I was also going to say is, when you look at magazines that portray wealth, you know, whether it be the Robb Report or some of those magazines that that focus on wealth, you'll see a lot of this, where you'll see that the women are portrayed in like a secondary position. And I would just say, if you're a model in one of those ads listening, listen to this show again and see if you can change that. See if you can do that ad differently. How can we portray wealth where it's balanced, where women don't have to be put in a lesser role? You know, why can't that come from a completely different place? I'm just putting that question out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Savitri, any other last minute suggestions? We've got 2 minutes before our show is gone for the day.
Well, you put in the write-up, how can we learn to love this form we are in? That itself could be a show on its own. But how I have found to love my form that I am in is to welcome my soul into my body. Because
mm-hmm.
our soul absolutely adores our form. The creator that our soul is part of created our form for a magical purpose. And so we have the creator energy loving this body. We have our soul loving this body. And the soul is the real you that already loves and adores this body and the life that it's meant to live. So when you mm-hmm. start tapping into your soul and start welcoming your soul into your body more and more, and that's what I teach as a meditation spiritual teacher, automatically you begin to love your body. It just mm-hmm. happens naturally. See, we are taught mm-hmm. in the industry, or in fashion magazines and so forth, that we will love our body if our face is prettier, if our hair is better, if we have a beautiful closet full of amazing clothes. We're taught to love from the outside in. Real love is already in our soul itself. And our soul is already amazingly loving this body naturally. So when you start to unfold the inner you, start to bring the real you into this body, you begin to suddenly have thoughts and feelings and create actions of self-love. It is
I must observe that. Yeah,
and that's what we have to.
I have to completely back Savitri up in that statement because
we're out of time.
Went from unloved to, and that's how I brought love. And
we're going to have to end the show because we're out of time. Well, you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. This has been a fascinating hour. Thank you to Odessa and Savitri, and we will be back next week with another fascinating show.
Thank you, listeners, and thank you, Mona.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.